The war in Syria has been dominating the international news for years now. Manchester has one of the largest Syrian communities in the United Kingdom. The Syrian roots here date back to the 19th century because of the textile industry, and apparently there are still Syrian-owned factories in Manchester. I was joined a short while ago here in Sackleigh Park by Mohammed Ali. He's moved to Manchester from Aleppo in 1984, and Yasmin, the Advocacy Policy Coordinator for Rethink Rebuild, a community organisation for Syrians in Manchester. I asked Mohammed first, how long has he been here? You've been here for decades, Mohammed. What brought the Syrians? Because there's a big Syrian community here, isn't there? Not just those who have come in recent years as refugees.
Right. Actually, I come from Syria, and I come mainly from Aleppo, which is the oldest city in the world. So we are like, you know, belong to like few, like over 10,000 years civilization. And we were famous. One of the things we are famous in was textile. So all the Syrians who came to Britain were attracted by the textile industry in Manchester and elsewhere in UK. So the early arrival of the Syrian merchants goes even to the 19th century, like 1895. Maybe that what we can trace to one of the first business Syrian textile merchant arrived.
Because, of course, Damask is a kind of textile, isn't it?
It is, yes,
from Damascus.
It is. And this is the name where it originated, Damascus, as you said. And Aleppo was like, you know, the business link between the Far East, India, China, and from Italy and West Europe. We're talking about now maybe third or fourth generation of the Syrians are in Manchester. The biggest, largest maybe Syrian community is London, and then second largest in UK is Manchester. Now, the Syrian community and contributed and integrated to the British society.
What about more recent arrivals? Because of the refugee crisis, are there Syrians arriving here who are fleeing the conflict?
Yeah, of course we're seeing a big refugee influx into Manchester and Britain from Syria. Maybe going back a little bit, there were Syrians that came as students. So we had a lot of Syrians who were here in Britain pursuing advanced degrees. After the conflict broke out, they had to reside in the UK, so they applied for asylum and they stayed here. So you have a portion of the Syrian population that is here as professionals, as students, and of course you have people who are coming over just fleeing the conflict.
How are they treated? We heard from our young people that immigration is an issue here. They think it's one of the voting issues in the election, and we know that, of course. How do Manchester people treat newcomers?
Now, the Manchester people are like friendly and they are helping. But now we're talking about the British rules. The immigration rules are really very strict. The problem we're having, loads of these Syrian professionals living in UK, they have their loved ones and their relatives. Some of them are stuck in the refugee camps outside UK, outside Syria. Now, there are so many visa applications being turned down for just they don't want anybody to come here. So even like we've got professionals who can fulfill and support financially their relative to stay in UK, still is being turned down. And this is a problem for the British Syrian that they can't bring their relative over, even they can show the means that they can support them financially. That's one of the most critical problems.
Well, basically, I think just to look at the big picture in terms of immigrants' contributions, I think that there's a lot that Britain can benefit from in terms of being enriched culturally, socially, economically. I think that it's one thing for the UK to give out millions of pounds in humanitarian aid to Syrians in Syria and in refugee camps, but I think that one thing we need to realize is that these people really need a safe haven. They need a roof over their heads. British people are very welcoming, and we hope that this extends to the policy of the British state in terms of really upholding its responsibility towards these people facing one of the worst humanitarian crises since World War II.
We need actually, like, just give you a little example. In Libyan crisis, there was, visas being issued and under emergency rules. that being, and so many Libyans entered UK under this kind of visa. And not even one person entered UK, Syrian person entered UK under this emergency rules. So I call upon the Home Office officials to ease the immigration restriction against the Syrian refugees and the British Syrians relative and stuck outside Syria.
That's Muhammad Ali, who came to Manchester from Aleppo in 1984. There is a big Syrian community here. You heard Yasmin as well, advocacy policy coordinator for Rethink Rebuild, representing the Syrian community in Manchester. Well, Rob Watson, our political editor.